لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله honorable ulama respected huffaz elders and brothers assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh we begin with the praises of Allah rabbul alamin that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer cherisher nourisher and protector may Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master our leader, our mentor, our teacher, our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the 7th of October, it will be 2 years since the genocide began. A genocide that has claimed conservative figures of 68,000 lives. Respected elders and friends, 68,000 is not merely a number. Each of the 68,000 represents a unique life. A mother, a father, a child, a scholar, a teacher, a worker. Like all of us had dreams and aspirations, they also had dreams and aspirations. They also had families and communities. My respected audience, reducing them to a number erases their individuality. And the individuality of their stories, the laughter they shared, and the pain endured by those left behind. So each of those 68,000, there's a story behind it. Somebody so beautifully said, that we concentrate on the dead but we forget the living. Even the living of those who have lost have a story to tell. And ironically, it was also on this day, the 3rd of October, 838 years ago, Salahuddin liberated the city of Jerusalem after 88 years of crusader occupation. Subhanallah. And if we calculate, my friends, 1948, when the Zionists took occupation, we are nearing that number of 80, inshallah. Allah will show us that liberation once again. Say ameen, brothers, inshallah. Ameen. Nara takbir, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Allah will show us that liberation, inshallah. But nevertheless, the Nabiyahu alayhi wasallam had prophesied something amazing. He said, "Yushikul umama an tadaa alaykum kama tadaa al-aklatu ila qas'atiha." He said, "The nations will call each other against you as diners call each other to a meal." So the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was surprised. And they said, O Nabi of Allah, وَمِنْ كِلَّةِ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Will it be because we are few in number, O Nabi of Allah? The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, No. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ كَثِيرٌ You will be large in numbers. You will be huge in numbers. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ كَغُثَاءٍ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ But the Nabi of Allah said, You will be many, but you will be like the foam of the sea. You will be like the foam of the sea. Allah will remove from your heart, from the hearts of your enemies, and cast wahan into your hearts. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, Ya Rasulullah, wa mal wahan? O Nabi of Allah, what is wahan? Explain to us what is wahan. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hubbu dunya wa karahiyatil maut. The love of this dunya and the dislike of death is what is wahan. You will be huge in numbers, but they will invite one another like how they invite diners to a meal. This hadith highlights some pertinent issues, and allow me to explain these issues to you. The nations will call each other against you as diners call each other to a meal. The Nabi of Allah prophesies that this ummah will become a meal that is served at the table of the enemies. They will, without any fear or hesitation, they will butcher the ummah. They will devour their resources, their land and their wealth with full justification. The second point the Nabi of Allah makes mention, will we be few in number? We will be butchered because of our lack of number and resources. In fact, the opposite will be true. Muslims constitute 25% of the world population. We are close to 2 billion, alhamdulillah. We are close to 2 billion. Geographically, the Muslim world spans Asia, Africa, and Europe, forming the central belt of the earth. It connects the east to the west. It connects the north to the south, controlling the major land and sea trade routes. Whoever controls Muslim lands, they control the arteries of the global commerce and the gateways of the political influences. Our lands of Muslims span 3 continents, sitting at the intersection of global trade and travel. 20% of global oil passes through the Strait of Hormuz, through the Canal of Hormuz every day. 10 to 20% of global trade flows through the Suez Canal. In terms of mineral wealth, 70% of the world oil reserves lies under Muslim rule. 70%. The Middle East and North Africa alone hold 50% of global gas reserves. Despite our numeric numbers, despite our numeric strength, our geographic vantage, our mineral wealth, respected elders and friends, the sad indictment and the sad story is that 65% of all refugees in the world are Muslims. What Allah hasn't blessed us, bal antum qaleel, la walakin antum kathir. You will be huge in numbers. You will have everything at your disposal. We are literally witnessing how nations are conspiring against the Muslim world and controlling their resources. So this is the second point that is made mention in the hadith. Then the Nabi of Allah makes a beautiful analogy. He says, وَلَكِنْ غُثَاءٍ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. You will be like the foam of the sea. The metaphor is so significant. It is so powerful. You and I know foam has no substance. Foam has no substance. It's light. It's weak. It is easily moved by the tides. Foam lacks depth. It easily scattered and cannot hold itself together. Foam rides the surface of the water, but never ever touches the depths of the ocean. The ummah will be divided. The ummah will be weak. They will surface There will be surface level Muslims without depth or without substance. But in the Nabi of Allah said, your hearts at that time, you will be like this foam. Your hearts at that time will be smitten by wahan. They asked, what is wahan? He said, the love of this world and the dislike of death. What our lives are focused on pleasure instead of sacrifice. When our lives are focused on pleasure instead of sacrifice, indulgence instead of abstinence, wahan is when we become keyboard warriors instead of jihad on the battlefield. When we become keyboard warriors instead of jihad, can you and I comprehend a Sahabi with a placard and say free Palestine? What he did, my friends, he took his sword and he went and he freed Palestine. He didn't have rallies and marches. Why? Because the importance of sacrifice was greater for him than the importance of indulgence. However, Gaza must not make us despair. The suffering that we witness, though it is immense, it is a reminder that ultimate justice and relief rest with Allah alone. Our hearts must turn with Him with hope, not hopelessness. Our heart must turn to Allah with hope and not hopelessness, with trust and not cowardice. Let us reflect on the following words of a Palestinian mujahid. What did he say? Ya Allah. When I read these words of this mujahid, I said, Ya Allah, what iman? What is the level of these people's iman? Me and you, we can't simply stay away from Coke. And we can't stay away from Kiwi. And we can't stay away from Discam. And these are the companies that are openly funding the genocide. There's nothing to hide, my friends. Open the BDS and see the companies. At least we can do that much. At least we can do that much. So look at this mujahid, what he says. He says, you break my bones, but my free spirit is invisible. You break my bones, but my free spirit is invisible. You can cause me the loss of my sight, but the loss of my insight you will never take away. Understand these words, how powerful they are. Me and you, we can't skip one weekend at Relish. We have to go to Relish to eat, mashallah. Nice place, I believe this. I haven't been there. Anybody going can take Imam Sabwat, inshallah. We can't stay away from Relish. But look at this man, what he's saying. You can break my bones, but my spirit is invisible. You can cause me to lose my sight, but my insight you will not take away. You can destroy my house. The windows of my hope you cannot break. Ay, my Allah. You can destroy my house, but the windows of my hope you cannot break. The pillars of my faith you will never shake. You can threaten me with weapons of mass destruction, implanting fear in my heart, but you cannot achieve that fear. You can destroy me with weapons of mass destruction, but implanting fear in my heart, that you will not achieve. Nor you will be able to cut off my divine connection. Nor will you be able to cut off my divine connection. And listen to his last words. He says, with a missile you can destroy and you can tear my body apart. With a missile you can tear my body apart. My soul, however, is out of your reach and is forever intact with my Allah. Narai Takbir, my friends. Allahu Akbar. These are the words of Mujahideen that are fighting in Palestine. We can't fight the bed in the morning to get up for Fajr Salah. We can't fight the temptations of dunya. he is prepared to fight his life for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a living example in our times. In the 20th century, in the century of technology, in the century of I don't know what, and who can imagine? Who can imagine a state that was built on World War II's ashes and unlimited Western backing would reach this point of genocide? My respected elders and friends, listen to these words. I say, don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. I say it clearly. This is from a Jewish journalist. He says, I say it clearly. Israel will collapse within 2 years, inshallah. This is not a security or a political crisis. It is an existential earthquake that is shaking the Zionist project. Hamas shattered the myth of the invisible state, exposing our weaknesses. People are fleeing. Flights are full. Embassies are packed with immigration requests. Families selling possessions. Children sent abroad never to return. Humiliation is daily life for us. These are the soldiers that are saying. Soldiers are crying. Settlers are running. Ministers are shouting without effect. A nation that is drugged on sedatives. The capital and settlements are bombarded. The army cannot bend Gaza. Despite thousands of strikes and leaders preach victory as collapse grows inside. Allah. What the world and the media is showing you is very different, my friends. And that 20 point that orange man gave out, Allahu Akbar. What a 20 point he took out. But nevertheless, my respected elders and friends, together with that, to touch on these beautiful words that somebody so beautifully penned. You know, at the moment, you're all following the news. My time is almost up. You're all following the news with regard to the flotilla that is happening at the moment, the ships that have been intercepted, etc. And somebody penned something so beautiful that I wish to share with you today. Allow me 2 minutes and inshallah we'll end. He says, across the seas, the banners flew. Across the seas, the banners flew of justice seekers, brave and true, from 40 lands. Sorry, from 44 lands they sailed as one beneath the same defiant sun. So 44 lands. In fact, there was an article that I read yesterday of a white lady who was a scientist. A scientist who left behind her 4 children. And she decided to join this campaign. Nevertheless, no gun, no sword, no warlike might. Just hearts that carried the truth and light. To Gaza's shores, they steered with grace to heal a wounded, bleeding place. For 2 long years, the walls of flame have scorched a people without name, a siege of hunger, a siege of death and despair, yet still they breathe, they resist, and they declare there is none worthy of worship besides God. But pirates that are cloaked in Zion's disguise, with shameless hands and with soulless eyes, they descend with iron chains to kidnap mercy on the waves. They do not heed the world's outcry, the marches vast, the grieving sky. Not law, not faith, nor moral plea can soften hearts of cruelty. The streets are filled with voices loud, 1 million strong, a weeping crowd. Yet still the tyrants stand unbowed, defiant, arrogant, and proud. And when the land across the seas that boast of freedom victories, yet still the ships sail of courage, through prison rise, though tempests rave, no tyrant can arrest his force, will wash the strain from broken souls. And those who thought their crimes would stay, and those who thought that their crimes would stay, will face the dawn on Judgment Day. That will happen, my friends. that will happen. Allah alone knows in His wisdom what is happening. Although it's 2 years, mine and your heart bleeds. But let us continue in our little way, inshallah. What dua, what sacrifice, what whatever we can do, if it means me staying away from a certain company, if it means me doing my little part in my way, inshallah, I am going to do that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم. We have this weekly opportunity, my respected elders and friends, to donate to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the hadith makes mention that your charity will be your shade on the day of judgment. And also, it saves a person from a death also. Charity increases your wealth. So how beautiful to start your month, mashallah. Today is the beginning of the month. Many of us might have got our pay. Alhamdulillah. Say, Allah, this is for you. And the rest I will sort out, inshallah. Say, Allah, this is for you. Inshallah, you will see me through the month, inshallah. By spending my money first in your house, inshallah, you will look after everything else and you will see me through the month, inshallah. We all will try. Inshallah. Wa ma alayna. الحمد لله الذي لم يزل ولا يزال حيا قيوما عالما قديرا مدبرا سميعا بصيرا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وأكبره تكبيرا ولنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل إلى الناس كافة بشيرا ونذيرا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا أيها الناس إن لكم معالم فانتهوا إلى معالمكم وإن لكم نهاية فانتهوا إلى نهايتكم فإن العبد المؤمن بين مخافتين بين أجل قد مضى لا يدري ما الله قاض به فليتزود العبد من نفسه لنفسه ومن حياته لموته ومن شبابه لكبره ومن دنياه لآخرته فوالذي نفس بيده ما بعد الموت من مستعتب ولا بعد الدنيا دار إلا الجنة أو النار أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من
بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أجد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة اللهم انصر إخواننا في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم انصر المظلومين والمستضعفين والمجاهدين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة For this, let us kindly ensure that our steps are straight. Stand shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Try to stand as close as possible, inshallah. Let us fill in the gaps. There is still quite a bit of place in the precincts of the masjid. There is place upstairs, which is the boundary of the masjid as well, inshallah. There is place on my right that is on your left as well. So try to stand as close as possible, inshallah.
أشهد أن الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
أكبر.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عامنة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه
أجمعين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.